notice.
Rabbi Yaakov Eshner.
The first title was, of what I'm supposed to speak about, is Erev Tishmov Shechol B'Shabbos. The second question which was asked over there, the title, was what we're allowed to do on Tisha B'Av for the holidays. So even though that one usually asks, I'll do the other way around, because the second question is a very precise question. And the first headline is a bit a more clawless figure. So let's first do the second one. What is one allowed to do on Tisha B'Av for the holidays? So let's see what Shulchan Aruch says, and then we'll address it. Shulchan Aruch, what is one allowed to do, or what is one not allowed to do in Tisha B'Av? Shulchan Aruch says, two shittas, mokum shenagu lasas melocha, oisim or she'en oisim nagu lasas melocha, ein oisim and the remor finish stuff, and says, veloi nagu ve'isa melocha kim ad chatzos. We've got the minute of the isa melocha only ad chatzos, till chatzos is the isa melocha. Ve'nagu lahachmi ad chatzos, b'chol melocha she'es bo'y shiu k'tas, afil a ma'isa hedyet. Even to a ma'isa hedyet, not melochas as melochas, even ma'isa hedyet is also till chatzos, aber da was ein bei sie auch gewinnt, lockes Nehler, das ist ein Kshira, okay, aber lockes Nehler, you're allowed to do. Kshira, you're allowed to do anything which is a malocha, which takes a bit of time, is also. When looks through the Achronim over here, there is a discussion over here, and it comes out very clearly, Le Maskoga, Le Maise, forget nicht, du so gonna share now in the Londres, and the Shittes, Le Maise, there's a clear definition, a difference between before Chatzos and after Chatzos. Before Chatzos, there's a Issa Malocha, besides the Issa of Hesach Hadas. We mustn't do anything, any melocha, nothing at all. Nothing means absolute nothing, but to be misabal al-chob in Yerushalayim. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch says, the correct way is that we should be davening and saying, kines ad chatzos. Even though that the Oruch HaShulchan says ad chatzos, lav davka, if we finish the kines before chatzos, says the Oruch HaShulchan, the minik was that one used to go out and already go to work earlier. Says the Oruch HaShulchan over there, it's not really correct, but also them is doicha kapanosa. They couldn't doicha kapanosa push people that they went out after kinnat before chatzos and ready to do malocha. But it's not really ideally and not really correct. In the Yosef Oymetz, it goes very strongly against, says chatzos is chatzos and b'shem oifun asidim nitin is the din. History, things don't change. People don't change. He speaks over there about the people, Yosef Oymetz says over there about people who push the Chazonim and the Baal Tfilis, lehaktim siyumom, in order to finish the kines quick and finish off early, quick on Tisha B'Av, that asidim litin esadin, to do such a thing first before Chatzos, we're not allowed to do anything, nothing at all is mutter before Chatzos. And already mentioning this, he says that one goes out and one cooks, and even for ketanim cooking before Chatzos is out, we mustn't do such a thing. Any malachas also, and he says as well, ubi pratim, ubi yoim aleph. If it falls on Sunday Tisha B'Av, if then people go out madichin kol klei achila meshabes, they're already busy washing up after kines, which he's talking about before Chatzos. Vayisu gadol hu lasis shum malacha koyim Chatzos. Even washing up mustn't do. But even if it's on Sunday and there's all dishes waiting, they'll wait till after Chatzos. Then it's gefährlich. So before Chatzos, to do any melocha is very clearly in Shulchan Aruch is also. After Chatzos, even though the Chayodom and the Kitzu Shulchan Aruch and so are machmir as well, but nevertheless the Mishaburis doesn't bring those shittas, and the Mishaburis weiss that after Chatzos one's allowed to do melocha. But the Poskim say, but nevertheless, that Moshe lo yimshech beisokov shlo yisiach datum avelus. And this is maybe something which people don't realize. The Issa of Hesach Hadas is the whole day. We mustn't be Messiah that the whole day of Tisha B'Av of Avedis Achurban. But there are different stages of that. And therefore, before Chatzos, we mustn't do any melochas, mustn't do anything, only be Misabal al Yerushalayim. And after Chatzos, to do melochas, to do things, as long as it's not going to be a Hesach Hadas, as long as we're not going to forget that today it's Tisha B'Av, that one is allowed to do. The Shulchan Aruch says in 2 Simon later on, says, but nevertheless, kol oisim melocha v'tishba av ein aroya sim ebrocha moisim melocha, even if it's mutter to do melocha, ein aroya boisim ebrocha. Okay, that's another issue, ein aroya sim ebrocha doesn't mean that you won't make a profit, you can make a profit, but Vishbura says in Hilchas Erev Shabbos, where the same melocha is, that you might make the profit in this deal, you lose it by another deal, we can't get clever in the boi nishleim, we can't get around the boi nishleim thing. Ein aroya sim, but mutter la halocha, after that's why it's mutter to do, melochas, as long as einer yimshich beisokov, which means don't get engrossed and forget that chas v'sholom that it's Tisha B'Av. Therefore, follows from that, we don't have to go on to the other things, therefore follows from that, and the maisa get, before chatzos, to start packing and arranging holidays, and so, there's definitely also, there's nothing to talk about yalochas, also to do anything, any melochas which are not melochas asuras, but anything which takes a bit of time, which takes a bit of occupation of a person before chatzos is osa. And the poskim as well, the maskonos are poskim is mogravor mechayodam by night, it also applies. These are all these halachas. After chatzos is mokuladik, one's allowed to do things from kants. I'm not saying that it's ideal. And about the kedai beis mikdashenu leisabel olof at least one day a year. Of somebody who does other things after chatzos, it's not osa medina, as long as he's not engrossed in on forget about Tisha B'Av. So if you can pack, I'm not saying that you should, maybe you should say a kinnis every half an hour by packing, you know, to remember that is Tisha B'Av. I don't know, how are you going to do that in the practical level? Okay, there's different level of getting engrossed in things. There are some people that are, okay, you can do cooking, as you see, clearly you're allowed to do cooking. You don't have to forget about Tisha B'Av when you cook. But if you get involved in something, mamish deep, you forget about everything around you, plus that is Tisha B'Av. I'll give you an example. For instance, Shulchan Aruch says that one's allowed, the poskim say, that mutter la'ayim b'seif v'yosifun. One's allowed to see days for yosifun. It says over there, men yoneh ha'chuban. So you see clearly, you're allowed to eat, seif v'yosifun, but what? But not men yonah chuvan. Well, not allowed to read, right? Hamidiyah, Zman, Jushtibin, v'chulu, v'chulu, v'chulu. That's not included. Sefer Yosifun was allowed to read. Says clearly, what about the chuvan? So that's, before chatzos, there's definitely nothing to talk about. After chatzos, depends how engrossed you get when you start reading. Some people, when they get engrossed in reading, you can't talk to them. They don't even know where you are anymore. So therefore, that's also. But the Ikaradin, to do such a thing after chatzos is mutter, as long as one doesn't forget that it's the chum besamita. So therefore, packing is mutter after chatzos. But you must still remember that this is not to get too involved in it and forget the whole Indian chatzos shalom of Tisha B'Av. That's the halacha. Preparations of Tisha B'Av on Tisha B'Av for the holidays. Now, regarding the halacha generally, erev Tisha B'Av shechol b'Shabbos, as it is here. Erev Shabbos. Let's just go to the kitzah halachas because we've got 20 minutes, not 20 hours. So let's just go to the kitzah halachas. Friday, Be'ez Hashem, if Shir hasn't come before that, it's erev Shabbos on one hand, which is kuladik. On the other hand, it's erev Tisha B'Av. It's showing Erev Tisha B'Av Mamish. Tes off is on Shabbos. It's pushed off to Sunday, but it's better on Shabbos. So therefore, the Halacha says, Mishabura brings it down clearly from the Prima Godim, and the Bialocha speaks about it as well, that everything which one's allowed to do on Erev Shabbos Chazon, what are you allowed to do on the usual Erev Shabbos Chazon? That's not the discussion now. Mishabura says, only Polo Yodav Raglav Tzoyn, Other poskim are more maker. Whatever you are allowed to do on Erev Shabbos Chazon, one's also allowed to do, even though, despite that this Erev Shabbos Chazon is going to be Erev Tisha B'Av. But the Mishabur, the Prima Godim says that one should do it before Chatzos. So washing oneself, whatever one is allowed, whatever one does do, there are different shittas in that, but whatever one does do should be ideally before Chatzos. Cutting one's nails, one's also allowed to do, even this Erev Shabbat, like one is allowed to do always Erev Shabbos Chazon, even though it's Erev Tisha B'Av itself. But nevertheless, the Mishbura says clearly one's allowed to cut one's nails as well, even though it's Erev Tisha B'Av. Shabbos itself, there's a big discussion about learning Torah. One hand again, it's Shabbos, no Avelus. Shabbos doesn't apply Avelus. On the other hand, it's Tisha B'Av itself. So there are shittas, Ahin, shittas Aher, we can't go into the Arichas of it. And the Mishabura paskens that one's mutter b'tisha b'av shechol b'shabbos, even after chatzos, it's mutter. The Ramah says the minik is not to say pirkoves, for those who do say it usually on Shabbos afternoon, and doesn't say pirkoves, or pirkoves to say pirkoves, pirkoves shir, that's already teure de rabbim, one doesn't do. And there's a discussion, mikotze la kotze. There are some paskens, as I just mentioned, to say because it's Shabbos, there's no issa talmud teure. And therefore one's allowed to do it after chatzos. But on the other hand, there are other shittas who go the other extreme and say, no, because it's Tisha B'Av Mamish, it's just pushed off the Avelis. But because it's Tisha B'Av Mamish, so the whole day is also. And therefore there are shittas who want to say, the Chayodah wants to say, and the Kitz Shulchan Aruch wants to say, and the Buchatschenberg who says that's the Kavon of the Mogen Avraham, that even though that it's Shabbos, but it's Tisha B'Av itself, so the whole day is also. So the Bachov Mishmura is that the Maisa get after chatzos. That's the middle shitta. And he says, but if it brings to middle Torah, then there's Yesha al Milism and the Vada demon can make it because it's Shabbos. Huh? Oh. Oh, we come to the end later. We'll discuss that. So that's the shitta in Talmud Torah. So let's just summarize. The Maaseh get Erev Shabbos, the Kodesh Shabbos itself, the Ash, the Pekovas from Davin say, so you see the Shittas that are more after Chatzos from Davin to Talmud Torah the Rabbim, even though the Amar Kilim, but nevertheless, if he brings to mute Limud HaTorah, then this year there's much more to be made of the Kodesh Shabbos, even though despite it being Tisha B'Av, but nevertheless, the Kodesh Shabbos won't come to make it.
Pardon? Said
no, said it should be done in the morning. Yeah, Mav said the Shaitan Shukhrov should be done before Kiyas HaTorah. But the Maestah get the Moshul, as I say, Rabbi Yashav was asked, what is Ovos HaBonim? Right? So he says, Ovos HaBonim, a vada you can do. Because you're not going to learn Ovos HaBonim with your child, what he learns, what you usually learn. Vest and stomach, it's very like that. It's going to help him at Manish learn. And he's going to tell a child, let's learn now Gittin, let's learn now other things. So Mel Avada, better that one should do it. The question is a justified question. Why is it different? Bosa v'yayin is mutter. A finish ala shudas yilauti bosa v'yayin kisuda shleim melech b'shati. You don't have to minimize anything. I is tisha b'av alein, and I is already after chatzos. Why is this clearly in halacha? Learning is different than all other halachas. Than meat, the meat and wine. Why? There's two ways of understanding it. Either the famous Chasam Sofer. Haguv v'kasha. Why is learning Torah also on erev tisha b'av? And all other halachas of Tisha B'Av don't apply in Erev Tisha B'Av. Es megmer. Shoes you wear, Erev Tisha B'Av, in a normal year, an ordinary year. But learning Erev Tisha B'Av is also. Says the Chasam Sofer, Chasam Sofer, just gives us a bit of a song of Chasam Sofer. Not that he needs our song, but Chasam Sofer says that the Chazal asks the Torah on Erev Tisha B'Av, because then the Simcha goes into Tisha B'Av. If you learn Erev Tisha B'Av, you say, I'm the Simcha Tisha B'Av. So therefore, you can't learn on Erev Tisha B'Av because the Simcha goes through right into Tisha B'Av. May not be discussed on Erev Shabbat, like the Chasam Sofer. So the Issa of Torah is the Simcha. Torah is Mesameach. That's the Issa of Torah. Therefore, when it falls down on Shabbos, the Achrinim explain that Torah is not versing what Shabbos is. It's a din in Simcha. Ma'asha Enke, the din of meat and wine is Oynek. Oynek and Shabbos are Stira. Shabbos is Oynek. Meat is Oynek. So therefore, they didn't ask the meat on Shabbos. Because of, even though it's after Chatzos Tisha B'Av, it's Tisha B'Av, or it's after Chatzos, didn't ask it. Because it's not a Stira. Because it is a Stira. Meat is Oynek, and Shabbos is supposed to have Oynek. But Torah is not Oynek. Torah is Simcha. Simcha is not a stira to Torah. That's how they explain it. Either because it spills over to the next day, therefore there are more machmir on Shabbos afternoon, or the reason is because it itself is not a stira, Torah is not a stira to Shabbos, therefore the asadit mashenke meat is a stira, so therefore that's the difference. That's why Shabbos afternoon, there are machmirim, but again, if it's going to be memait, the learning, then there's plenty, more than usual, because the Shabbos to be mekel to learn on Shabbos afternoon till the tainus. Shalashudas can be eaten whatever one wants, whatever one usually does. Even afilim misha enorogil, even if you eat more than usual and mehr, you want to eat flesh shalashudas, you can eat flesh shalashudas. You're allowed to do that, you're allowed to sing zmiras as usually. You're allowed to bench mezumin, even so to the usually hasn't got mezumin. There's no availus at all applies. But Shulchan Aruch said that we shouldn't, nevertheless, you shouldn't do machna ganze kumzitz, machna ganze chevre together, which one doesn't usually do. Shulchan Aruch does say, yeshe besudas, lo yeshe besudas mereit, mereus, to make a sudas mereit, to have a lot of chaverim together, that one shouldn't do.
Shechiyonu
kem machna. Shechiyonu kem machna. Shabbos, that's a general question, what if one does bein amitzor in Shabbos. And that usually Shabbos one can do it. One should be careful on Shabbos not to say that you're eating now, today, to be able to fast tomorrow. Because that's already a problem of maybe Dava Doma. That's already a question. You're saying something which is for the next day. That's a question of Shabbat Doma. Other posts can say that it's Nirek Mechim L'Choil. It's like you're preparing, you're making as if you're preparing for Choil. It's not really eating for now. But might be eating more for that, preparing for that. They shouldn't say, saying that I'm eating now more for the next day. That one shouldn't do. Another question people ask, what's this Tzum Kal? Right, Tzum Kal, I don't know if it works, I don't know if it's medicine or tablets, which one eats in order to eat easy fast. If it works, it doesn't work, if it's psychology or not psychology, people pay a lot of money for it, and at the cold point, people do use it. The shaila is, if I'm allowed to use it on Shabbos or not, what's the problem over here? The problem is not the problem of refuah, because it's not refuah. It makes you fast better, that's not refuah, it's not healing, it's not refuah. The problem is achana. You're taking a tablet for what? Not for today. I'm going to have effect today. It's going to have effect tomorrow. So you're taking out a tablet for tomorrow. Are you allowed to do that? You're not allowed to do that. The shayin, the poskim, the correct way to do it is to prepare it before Shabbos. to put it into food, put it into a yogurt or into something before Shabbos, and now Shabbos Al Shulis, you're going to eat a yogurt. God and the yogurt do this medicine or this tablet and this tzimkal as well. That you're allowed to do. Oh, but to take it and eat it on Shabbos, andere Posken halten that one shouldn't do that. That's a problem of making the Shabbos the yomtiv. But prepare it beforehand, not a problem. Till Shkia, everything is mutter, one allowed to eat. Even when finished the suda ready, and you still want to have a drink afterwards, you're not allowed to. If on benches with a la kois, you can drink the kois afterwards. Everything is mutter till shkia. Bein hashmoses itself, I'm not allowed to eat, one's not allowed to drink. The chitze is also ready, but nevertheless, one sits still high and doesn't take the shoes off, because if you would do that, you show avelus that you can't do in shkia also not. You can't eat, you can't drink, because you don't eat and drink all day long. You're not showing avelus by not eating and drinking after shkia. So, rather, you can't do that. Oh, but to sit low, one doesn't do changing one's shoes, one doesn't do anything with shoes. Preparing anything one can't do. You can't prepare the kinnis and the eichan, all these. If you're going to learn still, I'm not taking my loin, that you'll have to do, but just to prepare it, that you have it ready afterwards, that one shouldn't do. Once it's nacht, the different minhogim, Shulchan Aruch's way was that one was already in shul, and therefore Shulchan Aruch speaks about when does one change one's shoes, before Bochu, Tzenuch Bochu, Shlech Tzibbe before Bochu, the rest after Bochu. That's the correct thing if one in shul. Mustn't forget, Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber's time, there was no problem of changing clothes because Shabbos Chazon, when you got Shabbos, we got him. He used to wear we got him, say Shulchan Aruch. So that wasn't the issue. Today, many places daven praise 20 minutes afterwards, half an hour after Nacht. The advantage of that is that you're at home when it's Nacht. Therefore, one can change one's shoes, one changes one's shoes at home. But then, you have to change all Shabbos Godim as well. You do wear Shabbos Godim. Have to change Shabbos Godim. You can't wear on Tishabab Shabbos Godim. If you are in shul, no, say that, you are in shul, so therefore you don't have to run home. So you change it when you come home. But if you are at home, then Avada, it's incorrect to go to say Kinnis, mit Big the Shabbos. A ganz Woche Shvur Shechol Boi Trug, when ich gar Big the Shabbos. On Tishba Biyotrum, Big the Shabbos. So Avada, when you have to say Big the Shabbos, before one goes to shul, I don't mention Shechnor, because Shechnor is talking about you anyway in shul already. But just like you change your shoes, you change your Shabbos Godim as well, before one goes to davening. If one is in shul, just to mention this, If one is in shul, and one changes off the boch, one should try not to touch the leather of the shoes. Take the shoes off without touching. And also, mekumas and mechusim, not to touch one's feet, etc. Otherwise, one has to go and wash one's hands. And if one goes and wash one's hands, you're likely to miss tefillah v'tzibur afterwards. Shulchan Aruch says, if you did by mistake, touch mekumas and mechusim. And there's a question of either go and wash your hands or miss tefillah v'tzibur. You can rub your fingers on a dover kosher, and that would be good enough as well, in order that you shouldn't miss tefillah v'tzibur. If one is at home, as well, if one is at home, then Shulchan Aruch does say that the minik is, and there is the minik, I think, that one says Boyer Moireish before one lines Eicha. Different reasons given for that, but that's what Shulchan Aruch says, Psukim, different reasons, that's what one usually does. Now, if one's at home, it's an advantage to say Boyer Moireish at home before one goes to shul, because then you can be moitzi your wife as well. And then she doesn't fall into all these problems of a woman does say boire moireish, a woman doesn't say boire moireish, mishabura bleibt bialoche bleibt mit asofek, it was a halt as ya. If you're at home, you can say boire moireish, and wait to the wife. If you're not at home, then the minik is to say it before kinnis, then the woman, of all the persons, women can say boire moireish themselves as well, mishabura bleibt mit asofek. But if you're at home, that's the advantage, another advantage of being at home, one can say boire moireish. One should remind oneself, remind the wife as well. Before one does any malachas, one has to say Boruch Hamavdil Ben Kodesh L'Chol. Kenish machen ka malachas before saying Boruch Hamavdil Ben Kodesh L'Chol, which is the relevant for the men who are at home. The kaburim in shul amul have to put the lights on and off. So I have to say Boruch Hamavdil Ben Kodesh L'Chol before. Boruch isn't even good enough for that. I should say Boruch Hamavdil Ben Kodesh L'Chol before Boruch, and then they're going to do the malachas. Those who are in shul, changing shoes, one's allowed to do after Boruch. Talking is also after Bochu. Stammer geht der Tag, 365 days a year to know. After Bochu, the Zadin from Birkas Kriya Shema was not allowed to talk anymore. It doesn't start with Bochu to Hashem, it starts with Bochu. Then was not allowed to talk anymore, but was allowed to change one shoes then.
Bochu is after the first Bochu.
Bochu is the beginning of Birkas Kriya Shema. Stay close, Nuch Bochu, Tumashon Yishret.
So it is actually not a thing on its own.
Yeah, correct. Birch of Sommim, one doesn't say a Motzah Tisha B'Av at all, Birch of Sommim is left out. Let's just, time is limited. Motzah Tisha B'Av, everything is Mutter this year. Besides Bosser and Yain. Bosser and Yain, one should wait till the morning. But the next morning it's already Mutter. You don't have to wait till Chatzos the next day because it's not Yud. It's Yud Aleph. And therefore, Bosser and Yain, it's also that night. Except the Tzudas Mitzvah, exceptions to the rule. But generally, it's what you shouldn't eat and drink Bosser and Yain and Motzah Tana. But everything else, washing, laundering, everything else is Mutter after Tanas straight away.
Music.
Most poskim say yes, even so it's mashma in the Mishnah Berurah in a different place. It says culture cane, that it's like Abba the Issa, it says music is more chomo. And many other poskim do say everything is mutter and therefore music one can also listen to. Havdalah, those who do eat, I'm not going to pass now any shaylah individually, but the Bi'a Halacha does say, a muberes, a menekes, and a miktsas choyli. Don't fast on Tisha B'Av Shenitcha. So mudaf tishdank a grisa choyli. Well, but it's good to know that a mikzas choyli, where's the menekes, ain't a mashlimim. Steht da so wie a baal simcha. Like a baal simcha is ain't a mashlim. A sandek, an avia ben, on a bris, steht ain't a mashlim. That means you should have a mincha, and then afterwards you can make a dollar and eat straight away. So as well, a muberes, a menekes, and a mikzas choyli can also be in that category. And therefore, the discussion in the poskim doesn't mean literally that they should fast till chatzos, or they don't even need that. Just balabai simcha till chatzos is in order that you should be able to daven mincha and say aneinu anachem as well. Is it a practical thing in order to say nachem and aneinu, or is it then that till chatzos is significant and should try to fast till chatzos? This is jeder eine frage nach Shaila alone. Or balabai segret, there is much more kulis in the halacha of fasting, making Avdolah, if somebody doesn't need to make Avdolah on Tisha B'Av, ideally would be Chamar Medina. If you go to Chamar Medina, you can use grape juice as well, you can drink grape juice, and the post can discuss how much grape juice is allowed to drink. The minimum drinking of the kois is only Maloy Lugma, but then you'll have a problem of Alagefen afterwards, because in order to drink Alagefen, you need a full shear. So the poskim, some of them are Mekel, can I make that? Can drink, you usually drink for Abdullah and say then a proper Alagefen, not to fall into that problem. If one can drink Chama Medina, Matoy Manoim. Who makes, if one makes Abdullah, the women need to eat. Does the woman make Abdullah, or can the husband make Abdullah be moitz to the woman? Do shittas in that, the Einweiser gehalten, and other poskim are so both down, Shlom Zalman as well, that might well be the husband, might well make Abdullah, let the wife drink. He can make Abdullah, and the woman, the choyle, or the muberet, the meleka, she can drink. Again, that people should ask a shayla, not on Tisha B'Av after noon or morning, but not before that as well, if they know that the wife has to eat, break the fast, who should make Abdullah, that the shayla in the poskim. Alright, time's over. I've got a few papers over here, for those who do want, which I've made a bit of a summary of the halachas of Tisha B'Av Shechol B'Shabbos, if anybody wants to take them. Thank you.